You're listening to a podcast of a program produced in 2015 as part of Aloud, a series of dynamic conversations, readings, and performances that take place in the Mark Taper Auditorium at the historic downtown Central Library in the heart of Los Angeles. These programs are presented by the Library Foundation of Los Angeles, which supports the Los Angeles Public Library. To support Aloud or learn about the entire podcast collection, please visit www.lfla.org/aloud.
Good evening and welcome to Aloud. I'm Louise Steinman, the curator of the Aloud series, and it's a delight to see you here tonight for a specially commissioned work, Love Los Angeles by Marisela Norte and Linnell George, with music by Frosty of Dub Lab. And I usually write my introductory notes down, but I just wanted to speak tonight just spontaneously about what so moved me about finding this conversation going on. This was several years ago between Marisela and Linnell on Facebook. I noticed them sharing pictures and observations, and what really touched me about this exchange was their openness to beauty in our city, in all kinds of extraordinary and very ordinary situations, their permeability to the city, and their seeking of intimacy as they moved through the city with their fellow Angelenos, through their observations and through their exchanges. It's an I-thou encounter, I think. So we put it together as a script. This is the first time we will be trying it out for an audience, so we are very delighted that you're here to be witnesses to this and part of it. I hope you enjoy it. It runs about 35 minutes, and afterwards we can mingle in the lobby and talk about it if you wish. But for now, please join me and enjoy Love Los Angeles.
Whose dream brought you here?
I'd have to stand on tiptoe to look back over a generation's shoulders to see both sides, what called them here and why. Maps aren't always charts with compass points, longitude and latitude positioning. Maps are letters, visions, written in ocean blue ink with a fountain pen, on translucent onion skin, sent airmail. The dream, not just a quest for jobs, but some distance from the foot on your neck or back. Not just space, but room to be. How beautiful this heaven.
A white light from the projection booth at El Cine de los Árabes lit the way to Los Angeles for him. Just widdo enough to earn the nickname Mr. Jackson, but never, never quite widdo enough to project in this city. She left the coastal waters of Veracruz through the Arizona desert, swam in secretarial pools, pinned gardenias to her business school suit, and dreamt inside libraries before they were ever to meet in what was their Los Angeles.
I seem to have lost Los Angeles, as if the city were a set of keys I've somehow misplaced. I keep frantically turning the cushions of my sofa or retracing my steps, hoping to locate it, chanting to St. Anthony. Something's lost that must be found. Of late, I've been looking for evidence, looking for some stowaway, something passed over, something that's eluded progress's path. You find pieces, but you have to look.
The morning always begins in Chinese and Spanish, with very little in the way of English additives. Always a que le vaya bonito, followed by búscase un novio. No se vaya a quedar sola. A woman choosing to go it alone in a city like Los Angeles, strike that. There is no other city like Los Angeles.
No.
But a woman choosing to go it alone will still elicit the occasional válgame Dios, which is just Spanish for clutching your pearls. Now, almost every grandmother on the bus is packing a cell phone. I listen in as they rouse grandsons out of bed or off the sofa, those that just got home from graveyard shifts, or perhaps another son, possibly the eldest, still out of work, hovering over the on no speaking terms with the ex-wife or wives, las esposas, otherwise known as the handcuffs.
Well, I'm searching for something rooted, traces of community in a meaningful sense. So, what was it again that you liked about this city? You get that question, especially if you're a native. Often, I had expansive, lapidary answers. Lately, sitting in my car in traffic, I'd been stumped. Wandering the city on foot, I am looking for connections with other Angelenos, but also between past and present. Balance here is a constant practice of reclamation and a ritual of remembering.
The Jehovah Witnesses prowl the most crowded bus stops like Wilshire in Vermont, armed always with copies of Awake, but are mostly ignored by those of us who are still wrapped up in the last dream we can remember.
Yeah.
A passport photo, taped to the corner of a green paint can lid, my old house on Verona Street, the Home of Peace Cemetery floating on water, long, color-formed tree-lined streets, and I was tall Alice, picking red pom-poms, unable to shake the regret over not having taken two photographs. The woman on the 20 in a brown and blue headscarf with the most forlorn-looking horse ever depicted on rayon. And a quartet of machos riding the purple line who exit at Pershing Square in pointy ostrich boots, gold tasseled tejanas, scorpion cintos from Durango by way of what's left of Broadway, and twin Playboy bunny silhouettes stitched on denim pockets. This is why the word rue exists even in your sleep. The long-faced horse and el cuarteto macho, who most of the time are walking alongside you, undetected, under the radar. Excuse me, did I just say who most of the time walk right by you under the radar? Once more, undetected, subtle, make that invisible. He survived the Garment District fire in the year of the tiger, and swallowed the Los Angeles River, awaited airmail arson, a pale blue onion-skinned envelope delivered by a black velvet turtle to a downtown movie theater. Chinatown, your cursive capital letters iced on Phoenix Bakery strawberry shortcake forever retirement cake. The thick spray of silk roses across steaming kitchen countertops and bridal shops on the moon, sprinkled pre-Iron Day drops on five white aprons hung out to sigh.
Do you have the time? The question wouldn't have been unusual, except that at that moment, I am standing beneath a clock that would be, if placed on concrete next to me, taller than me, by a whole other person. This is also not counting that nearby is a down-to-the-second digital readout echoing the same, and a voice reminding us all that we are coming and going. Trains arrive and leave, buses swing toward the curb, then grind away and sigh. The time? I tell him, anyway, it's just a glance at the watch. He thanks me, and then in the same movement, pivots and moves on into the crowd. I watch him step off into it as if it is a quantity of water. Pushing into it, he pauses, letting foot traffic overtake him, marooned for a moment on the concourse. I wondered what he was really after. A shadow of mustache, white jeans, creamy sweatshirt, still pristine, even though it was the end of a day. Or maybe he's beginning his. Who knows? He didn't seem to be coming from anywhere, nor did he seem to be headed anywhere. There wasn't a story about missing a bus and I just need a dollar, or flat tire and I just need $10, or can I borrow your cell phone just for a moment? He wasn't the guy you saw in a wheelchair last week, but now strolling at a comfortable clip. Remember I told you about that night when I said I had no change and some guy wanted to borrow my credit card? Well, I didn't feel like a mark. Yet also, I didn't feel we'd finished or that we'd even really started. That skating off the eyes look that seems to be the rhythm of interaction of late. Some missed signal, some misinterpreted connection. It didn't always used to be this way. I know. I lived it. But now you see the flyers everywhere, on lampposts, light poles, trees, telephone pole missives, looking for lost dogs or cats, but also the girl who got away at the bar. The last time I saw you, it couldn't have gone worse. You are all kinds of beautiful. I keep hoping to bump into you.
The airplane we were on made an emergency landing on that ultra-feminine strip of Whittier Boulevard. Somewhere around the Picasso hair salon and just above the hem of the Golden Gate Theater. We were traveling separately, together. He handed me a ring with silver grapes, bumblebees, and a square and compass with which to measure the loss that was coming up ahead of us. I remember leaving him and one shoe underneath the seat of the plane. The counter at Thrifty's was gone, girl, taking a powder with a 50-foot neon car hop at Stan's drive-in. The only sympathetic ears present belonged to the rabbit, who was there, he said, to take notes and only intermittently hold my hand. These dreams are not for you, he whispered. My Los Angeles landmarks are all in Technicolor. When I'm asleep, I told him there is always someone chipping away at them when I wake up and start walking.
It's that hour of the morning where sometimes I can't tell the difference between those heading home and those heading out. Saturday night finery sometimes looks like one's Sunday best. Satin and sequins, lace and leather. And those ankle-turning heels, because we do walk in L.A. We do. If there's time to just sit and watch, I like to try to imagine what went down or what awaits from a certain angle and in certain light, coming and going, look the same.
He was walking that payday walk with fists deep in pockets. Somehow, there was power in that. He was walking that payday walk, leaving very little room for a docked paycheck. Late, bus, tarde, otra vez. Heriberto, former estudiante de ingeniería industrial from Zacatecas, abandons used books y la provincia for Los Angeles, and is quick to adopt the heavy metal T-shirt, the T-Mobile plan in Español, an air of just enough detachment to make him a person of interest. The neon green earbuds blast El Son de los Aguacates, El Último Rodeo, y La Loba del Mar, digitalizadas, piratas, all the way from Pico Union to the waiting tables at Il Buco on Robertson. But beyond that fistful of bad boy swagger, he is maybe all of 19, not quite 21, and carrying the heavy scent of Jean Nate on his arms, rising from the back of his neck, still alive on his skin. It clings to his clothes after an impromptu pajama party with the lonely neighbor who lives down the hall.
Wait, are you taking a picture of that so you can report it? I hardly look official. It doesn't matter, I realize quickly enough, because I look like her. I look like I will not just hear, but listen. I lower the camera and peer into the flashing eyes of a woman in a brown and tan cloche-style hat, its brim trimmed in leopard print. She stands just inches away. I feel the heat of her anger. It flies off her body like stray blue sparks. I continue to take her in. She wears an aqua church-length skirt, low heels, bowling ball size handbag. She had been walking with great purpose, taking long, quick strides, being that it was early on a Sunday. See all that mess up here? She points up at the old rubber bike, tires looped around tree branches. Ring toss fashion. That all shouldn't be up in here. This used to be my church. Now look, it's Jesus' bike shop. That's sacrilegious. And there it is, in big red letters, Jesus' bike shop. I want to suggest that that might be the owner's name, that it might be pronounced differently. But I check myself. Really, I know for sure now, I am here to listen. She wants to address her larger issue. The neighborhood's evolving before her. She begins to tell me a story about her own street, how the gangs used the alley to drink and drug. Oh, and to, there was a problem of the mess. They paint all over them walls. I called the city. I called the 311, told them they needed to come down and repaint those walls and fix my gate. They said, well, the gate is yours to fix, but they sent someone to paint the walls. It's improved. The alley looks good now. She stops and smiles for the first time. You just have to stay on it, right on top of it. Gotta stay on the city, me and my neighbors, but you know. But truly, I don't quite know. What must it feel like to see your lifetime of neighbors go? Move across town, out of state, die? What must it feel like to lose the rhythm of your routines, your corner store, your pharmacy, your church, your rock, to a bike shop that throws its discards into already barren trees? What would that feel like? But there she was, walking with purpose, not fear, tough, resilient, native.
Dishwasher wanted, or owed to the one who had finally had enough. And did the owner a favor, really, when he printed out dishwasher wanted and taped it to the restaurant window himself? Or maybe it was the owner who was forced to plunge pudgy hands into scalding soapy water just long enough to get through the lunch specials before printing his own personalized dishwasher wanted, SOS. There is a timid tapping on the window, answered by a nod, that translates into, come inside. The job application is spread out before him like a placemat, only this Thursday lunch special does not arrive. He takes a breath, then takes the pen. Name, address, telephone, emergency telephone, then all small letters, slanting norte, education, Mexico.
all the pieces we leave behind. The pink push-up bra on Cesar Chavez.
The filthy sweatshirt, gray grimy pants ringed around the bone-white coffee mug on Hope Street.
The thigh-high suede boots collapsed on a dirty cardboard pallet, a doorway, 7th Street, Produce District.
The Teva sandals, lined side by side in Virgo meticulousness and behind the yellow line, Metro Gold Line to be precise.
The Daisy Dukes with taupe cow spots, Venice.
The T-shirt caught high up in razor wire along the 110 near Chinatown. Four years. It's still there. I always look.
There should be a lost and found. Not for the items, but the people. Where did they go?
Atomized?
So, caller X phoned in from the 405 asking, why am I not moving? Well, welcome to Los Angeles. Thank you.
I got a 9mm right here, he announced, lifting his shirt. I got shot at a baby shower by a 15-year-old. Yeah, me and five guys.
You know, some people just know how to be poets, she wrote.
You must stay drunk on writing so that reality won't kill you, said Ray Bradbury's typewriter.
Well, you know, she's got a mouth on her.
Yeah, I used to dress real fine. I used to have shoes that matched, said the woman in the wheelchair with no legs to the woman who complimented her purse.
Well, you almost cute. You can't win if you don't play, sister.
Ghosts? Aren't they your ghosts, too?
El destino final eres tú.
Hello, you're on the air.
You've heard it. Angelino's doling out directions, referencing markers, places that no longer exist. It's a strange way to live in the present. Our memories are cluttered with such locations. What was and used to be? Ghosts. Some addresses seem to have hosted multiple identities, like brick-and-mortar nesting dolls. Other sites continue to be raised entirely and built up over and over and over again, so often that we really have to force the recollection. We cover over names, numbers, mailboxes in paint that almost matches, but not quite. A clean-ish slate. We live in a place filled with the promise of new beginnings, but most significantly, the impatient expectation of them. We still want Los Angeles to be the fix, even though, by now, we certainly know better. What sort of will or surrender keeps us here?
Ro-pa-to-la. Roberta, Romaine, Rowan Avenue, Pacific, Paramount, Townsend, Topaz, Los Angeles. Repeat after me. Escucha y repita. Ro, pa, to, la. Rosecrans, Rome Drive, Palmetto, Paloma Court, Topanga Canyon Boulevard, Toltec Way, Los Angeles. Ro, pa, to, la familia. The daily glyph riff. The bus ride walk the talk. Imaginary takeoff from bucket seat. Every morning I wait for the light to change my mind, and every morning it is never the same. The numbers change like the exchange rates or the odds. Someone out there will stop looking at their phone and see you.
The pauses in Los Angeles seem so very long, like some old-fashioned technical difficulties interlude. Remember canned Muzak strings? That space between here and there, between was and what will be. Perhaps that comes with expectations. I want to see some side view mirror disclaimer etched along its bottom quarter testifying. Time in this mirror is not as linear as it appears. I want to lasso time back, but I can't. Moving from one point on the map to the next is a commitment of time, but also a feat of transformation. Mother to nanny, poet to ticket taker, painter to masseuse, actor to telemarketer, dancer to tire jockey, busboy to exotic dancer. That pause allows for a chance to reorder the many selves we play in the day-to-day. Waiting is part of some larger agreement we Angelenos made with fate. We wait to be ferried. We wait for crashes to resolve. We wait for permission to drive, to pass, to cross. We wait for repair. We wait for the person we hoped to encounter in that side view reflection gaining on us. What takes so long? What could possibly take so long?
I steady myself as if I were driving or already on a moving train, going somewhere outside of this self, just one of thousands of extras, all of us, the supporting players in this ultimate magical reality show called the Los Angeles Public Transit Story,
yes.
Where we have been cast as strangers on the same train of thought. The man on the red line who turned to his girlfriend and asked, "Do you understand a slap?" The woman on the 720 carrying black dahlias wrapped in yesterday's oi. Driving, it's overrated. I leave that to everybody else. We got time. What else we got? We're just waiting on time, sabes? Hey, I can get you a ride on my card, mija. I got this thing here. I get a caretaker to ride with me. You look like a caretaker. You want to ride? Invisibly, we go hand in hand, silently knitting the words, breaking the barriers of language and sound. Whose dream brought you here?
This is a particularly fraught question. For natives, we are already here, in the place where people come to build something new. I am conscious of this difference and distinction always. Both my parents traveled here from elsewhere, to this heaven, from one hustle to the next. Mother's Day, without my mother, I found myself trying to navigate to her first address, here, what was then Midtown, what is now Koreatown. I was afraid it might not be standing, but even more so, afraid of what it might look like if it remained. What someone had added to its facade, their dream. Sure enough, it had been reworked. Some sort of Home Depot riff on suburb bootstrap uplift. I stood as long as I could manage, my emotions an upturned jigsaw puzzle, and then let the car lead me.
Early morning, I see an orange rind left at the foot of the steps at Union Station. The orange rind has begun to curl in the Los Angeles sunshine. Like the red cellophane fortune-telling fish we bought as kids on those surprise trips to Chinatown, it is trying to tell me something. It is trying to tell me something I already know. It's telling me again, you must write to life. Until a knife is pulled, a gun is pointed, or a promise is broken. I watch, I see a light bulb explode over my head. I watch my neighbors catch fire for a second, and then I close my eyes and take note each time my streets disguise themselves. Each time I take another stab at walking that long stretch of panaderias, taquerias, mueblerias, and video palacios that beat inside of me.
People talk about the liquor stores, that and the storefront churches, and how in certain stretches of the city, either are about all you'll see. 4 miles, how they take over certain neighborhoods, opportunistic, like morning glories or ivy. True enough, on Sunday mornings, each are ringed by their faithful, lingering after sermon to soak up fellowship, loitering in the softer, forgiving early sun. They hope for extra spare change, not quite worth slipping back into the pocket. It adds up, if you keep at it.
Kingdom come. Clorox, or just Cloro, without the X. Stay Free, Marlboro, Soft Pack, Supersize, Suavitel. Kingdom come. Lotto, ice cold beer, money orders, eggs, cigarettes, milk, Pampers, Tecate. What's on your wish, Los Angeles? Tell me, who drew the outline around that bar of Jabon Lirio, the one that floats like the pen in 2001, just out of my reach, just above the crooked box of aluminum foil disguised as Reynolds wrap made in Turkey? Who wrote the poem that begins with Ajax and ends with Ariel? The child's cry melts in the wall, and I am the arrow, the dew that flies, suicidal at one with the drive, into the red eye, the cauldron of morning. This is where pop culture idols eventually meet their fate, where the cast of Beverly Hills 90210 snubs the arrival of Rebelde. Do they even speak English? And Hannah Montana is still the belle of the Powerball. And if the lure of a winning lottery ticket is not enough, have you seen Lucky Loteria Scratchers? If that's not enough to draw you in, into the arms of those blue bottles, the ones that swim across the stucco walls in all of those other neighborhoods, the promise of baby blanket bingo softness, and the cool edge of blue satin trim over a doorway of this dream store kingdom.
What sort of cure would you expect to find here? Inside that shopping cart blue tarp leaned to over-manicured parklet in the imagined shadow of where the pier once stood. Plungers, needles, bags, condoms, all broken. Bottles of homeopathic fix-its. Healers strung along the strand, laying on hands, singing change in pocket. In the weeds that grow between sidewalk crack, empty script, mumbling radio, ad loops, lap bands, faded Tybo, bus benches advertise, DUI lawyers, we can save you from your all. Prayer, meditation, ritual, the story we tell ourselves, that today is only for tomorrow. Who is telling booster stories in this new landscape? Full of latticework, cranes, and rising blank facades, who still believes them?
¿Cuál es la condición femenina? The one that goes beyond the permanent eyeliner, the eyebrows waxed forever raised in question, and a $15 eyelash extension. A woman at Q Bargain points at her chubby 8-year-old. She tells the cashier how she's teaching her how to wash clothes by hand. A mano. She announces this loud enough for all of us to hear. A woman ignored at home must find her audience somewhere. She takes the Glitter Girl makeup kit, ignoring the small print. Charming fashion statement / choking hazard. And tosses it next to a stack of pot leaf bandanas, red and blue boxes of wooden matches, and condoms Señor Hombre. And she replaces it with a pink brick of Jabon Sote. Que aprenda a lavar a mano. She'd better learn how to wash clothes by hand, porque cuando se case, va a estar jodida. The women laugh. The girls seek shelter behind the rack of day-old hamburger buns. She quickly moves out of frame. As I move into her 8-year-old self and make room for her on one of those last remaining seats in the air and wave goodbye to all of that.
Sometimes homesickness sets in, but I haven't gone anywhere. My zip and area codes remain the same. I look around and seem to be floating somewhere between stations, elsewhere. But you know, I only feel disoriented until I catch a glimpse of a very particular slant of late afternoon light. The stories that it writes, the others that it recalls. In our small talk life of benches and produce stands, twilight dances to music in open air, swaying alongside strangers, observing the obviousness of the skies, that perfect light feels unavoidable, even in the land of no weather. How it is outside is a bridge to the inside.
Sometimes it's a ladder outside of a yellow house, or the sky when it's especially gray and pulled as thin as a hospital sheet. No, more like your favorite gray sweatshirt stretched out over your head. It's the wakeless, weightless morning liftoff, dewy decimal drops for your eyes, symphonies and unbuttered finger sandwiches. Sometimes it's the light.
A particular quality of light that transports you, that makes you take the long way home. It's about being mesmerized against all odds again.
Watch it fall across the 4th Street Bridge and over this city, which is just one giant word search puzzle. So you sit with hands folded in lap and simply look out the window. But right now, with this light, this KJLH Isley Brothers tune is tipping over every dinner plate in all of the Italian restaurants in Los Angeles. For the love of you, Los Angeles, you.
For the love of you, Los Angeles, you.
Aloud is made possible through support provided by the Ralph M. Parsons Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and Errant Fox. Additional support provided by the Los Angeles Public Library, the Stay Home and Read a Book Ball, and individual Library Foundation members. Media support is provided by LA Weekly, KCRW 89.9 FM, and KUSC 91.5 FM.